Hello, everyone. This is Darlene Ashe with Connections, Past and Present. Do you know what's so fascinating about the concept of connections? In every part of our day, we can discover connections. We discover patterns in relationships, and through these, we get a better idea of who we are in relation to the universe. So let's look at a few connections. History.com shares with us that April 20th of 1902, Marie Curie and her husband Pierre, for the first time, isolated radioactive radium from the mineral pitchblende. Pitchblende? What is that? Well, you heard the word mineral. It's just a rock. And it looks like a plain black rock. Now let's fast forward that to today. The Chemistry Union has decided that there are two elements that are indeed two new elements. It takes years of the process going through testing and collaborating with another country for these two elements. Scientists in California and scientists in Russia work together. And now they've decided, okay, these two elements are real, and they're distinct. They're like not any of the other elements that we've looked at before. So now what are we going to do? Well, they worked together, and they came up after quite a while again with some names and went to the Chemistry Union. Well, guess what the Chemistry Union can do? If the Chemistry Union rejects a name, that name can never be suggested for any future elements. But they came up with a name, and then they're still not done. They go through a five-month period where they let anyone in public comment on these names. It can be you, me, an engineer, a mechanic, anyone who has an interest. Finally, after the five-month time is up, then they will formally give those two elements their new name. Let's find another connection. April 18, 1955, Albert Einstein died. Albert Einstein left us quite a bit of scientific information. One is his theories of general relativity. Now, it's a very complex situation. Basically, though, just realize that what he did was he gave us a better understanding of how gravity, electricity, magnetism, and time and space all work together with motion as well. Well, let's fast forward to today's time. Jacob Barnett, last year at age 12, and that would be in the year 2011. And Jacob Barnett has an intelligence score higher than Albert Einstein. Last year, while studying astrophysics at Indiana Purdue, you heard me, Jacob Barnett is in college, and he was only 12 last year. But he's now finding that there are flaws in Albert Einstein's theory. Let's look at another one. April 24th, 1990, NASA, one of my favorite organizations, launched into orbit the Hubble Space Telescope. This telescope gave us images that we never could have imagined, reaching into areas of the galaxy that we had never seen before. What does that have to do with the present? Well, one, the Hubble Space Telescope, it's still out there. They think they have a couple of more years of it still working to give us some new information. But today, over 1,000 people in 17 different countries are working together to build the next space telescope, the James Webb Space Telescope. It's projected to launch in 2018. This week in April of 2012, that telescope is being tested in a giant thermal vacuum to determine how well it's working with really extreme cold temperatures. Space is really, really cold, guys. And that's it for Connections, Past and Present. Now what I want you to do is look underneath this podcast and you will find today's assignment. Thank you so much, and you guys have a great time with this.